It's time for some home cooking as the Eagles open the 2017 regular season at Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday after two road games. The opponent, the 0-2 New York Giants, a team that has not scored more than 20 points in eight consecutive games, a remarkable statistic for a team with so much offensive talent. So the stage is set for a great NFC East showdown, and we're here to talk about it on the Eagles Live podcast. Hello, everyone. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, and it's an exciting and crucial time for this football team. At 1-1, the Eagles are in position, very much so, for making some good things happen in this division. At the same time, there are concerns. The offense has been inconsistent. The running game has struggled, and turnovers and ineffectiveness hurt the chances to pull off the win in Kansas City last week. In this episode of the Eagles Live podcast, we go into the locker room to gauge the pulse of a team looking to start the home schedule on a great note. We have our weekly one-on-one interview with head coach Doug Peterson, and we take a look back at the 2003 Eagles win at Giants Stadium, the game that Brian Westbrook turned around on a single play. First, we're going to get some perspective from a man who has a great one, the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, who thinks the focus on this team has to be on the positives. This is the Merrill Minute.
The Eagles are in the Super Bowl! The Eagles are in the Super
Bowl! It's Groundhog Day! They did it again!
The corner of the end zone! I don't believe it!
This game should be in a museum.
After two games, I'm very encouraged by the performance of this team. Not to say that they don't have problem areas, things that they have to address, but I remain convinced that this is a good football team. They did some very good things against an elite team, a team that is a Super Bowl contender in Kansas City, at a stadium that is considered one of the most difficult for visitors. Thought the Eagles played the game to the hilt. They stayed with them for 3.5 quarters. Now, I know that the theme from so many is that the Eagles have got to run the ball and they should have run it more often. I don't think they should have run it more often. As a matter of fact, to think that if they had run the ball 10 more times, they might have gained 12 more yards. It simply wasn't working. Now, I do believe that to go where they want to go, they have to have the ability to run the ball effectively and let the opponents know that they can't just rush the passer, that the running game is a part of their arsenal. I think this team has a potentially prolific passing game. The new receivers are off to a good start after 2 weeks. Nelson Aguilar has 2 touchdowns. Zach Ertz is off to a great start. And Carson Wentz is a tremendous, I mean tremendous young quarterback. Turned the ball over a couple of times, had a couple of fumbles that the Eagles were lucky to get back. But remember this, anytime you have a quarterback with that kind of athletic ability, he wants to extend plays. Randall Cunningham at one point gave up 100 sacks. He was sacked 100 times in one season. What Doug doesn't want to do is handcuff Carson Wentz, take away that aggressiveness. He's going to learn to be more protective of the football, but this city really has a special quarterback, and they have a team capable of being a playoff team this year.
Let's get into some X's and O's. Defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz has the challenge of slowing down Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr., who returned from an ankle injury on Monday night and caught 4 passes in that loss to the Detroit Lions. OBJ could be back to his explosive self for Sunday, something among many things that Schwartz and the Eagles' defense is very aware of for this game.
We have to expect him to be 100%. If we expect anything less, we're in the wrong business because he has a full week to prepare. He obviously was well enough that they played him for 33 plays, I think it was. He's another week away from that, another week ahead of his rehab and things like that. So we'll have to be ready for 13, and we're going to have to be ready for him being the same guy we remember from last year. He's a very difficult player to handle, and their offense has missed him the first couple weeks. It's our job to keep him from being a game-changing factor. It's going to take good team defense to do it. It's not going to be one guy that'll do it. I think that'll go widely reported this week that it's an important matchup, our defensive line against their offensive line. Well, that only comes into play if we can make the quarterback hold the ball. If he's running it or throwing quick, that defensive line can get neutralized. If we can cover all their wide receivers, their tight ends, I mean, that rookie tight ends looks like he's going to be one of the same kind of guys that we're used to playing. Travis Kelce or Jordan Reed, you know, that kind of guy. They're getting him more involved in the offense. So it's not just about stopping one guy. It's about playing and good team defense, and if we do that, we'll be able to exploit some of our better matchups in the game.
In the locker room, the players don't see an 0-2 Giants offense. They see a Giants team loaded with weapons. Linebacker Nigel Bradham has a different take than most in the media and among the fan base on a team that everyone understands is struggling. Nigel, the Giants are 0-2. They're having trouble moving the football. Do you see that when you watch them on film?
You just see, like, them not being able to get things established like they want to. But you can see the direction they're trying to go. And that's just what it is. They got guys in position that just haven't been executing their play pretty much like they want to. So this is one of the things. But, I mean, we're going to come ready for play, make sure we can execute our game plan and our defense. And that's it, man. We look forward to the challenge, and we're up for it. First home game. We've been waiting on it. We're really going to be excited for it, man, because, I mean, I feel like this is definitely one of the games that's going to set a tone for us, especially with this division. Got a chance to take ownership in it, so we might as well.
They used a first-round draft pick on a tight end. Rookie, but really talented. How's he look on film?
Oh, he looks great, man. His routes are very nice. He really looks like a receiver, honestly. I mean, he runs a stick nod that's like two steps. He sticks out and he can turn it right up on the dime. You know, he's smooth. We got to be able to disrupt the timing of their offense, but they can't get in sync. We know Eli likes to be in sync with his receivers, especially in the quick game. So we got to figure out ways to take that away.
How do you feel about the way the defense has played through two games?
I feel like we played well. We let one slip away from us last week. We had the opportunity to win that game. We got to just close and finish. We got to do whatever we got to do. We got to get a turnover or do something to get another stop, get our offense the ball, go score ourselves, or whatever it is. We just got to be able to be up for that challenge and make that happen.
Nigel, you are at home, as you said. Does the crowd really make a difference for the defense?
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. I mean, that's really, truly our 12th man. I mean, the penalties, I'm pretty sure we'll see some penalties from the noise just by being loud, Eli not being able to communicate. That's going to be huge for us, man, just to get them off track. You never know, it might be third down or something, third and short maybe, and then and one of their guys might false start or something like that, you know. And back them up even more would put us in an even greater situation where we could pin our ears back. You see that type of stuff when you go into the link, and that's what it is, so that's what we expect.
So the message to the fans is, hey, bring your A game?
Yeah, just be you. And do what y'all been doing for the longest and be able to create energy. We definitely gonna feed off of it.
How about the Eagles' offense? It has been up and down. The up has been, for the most part, a much improved passing game with tight end Zach Ertz leading the way with 13 receptions and a wide receiver group that has delivered as hoped. The Eagles have moved the football. They've converted on third down, ranking second in the NFL. The down? The offensive line has not played consistent football. The running game has lacked production. The red zone failed last week in Kansas City. So those are the backdrops for this game, one that is a large one for the Eagles and, of course, very important for the Giants. One common theme this week in the locker room is this. The Eagles-Giants game means a lot in the NFC East against a rival and with a chance to start the home season off the right way. Here's Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham.
It's very big because NFC East opponent, we're trying to go 2-0 the division, 2-1 as an overall record. Every week is important because, as you know, when you look back on seasons, you can't let games like this slip. And I think when somebody's down like this, they're going to give us their best shot, so we got to make sure we prepare.
At the end of the day, as Carson Wentz says, the Eagles have a tough task on Sunday against a Giants defense that is very difficult to prepare to play.
They're talented. They're talented, and you can tell they're coached well. You know, they fly around with Spagnuolo. They do a lot of different things. They mix it up well. They heat you up. They make it look like they're heating you up and drop everybody out. You know, I think preparation is going to be huge this week. Going back to seeing how they played us last year, even those games, they mix it up so well. So we just got to play our game.
I'm safety Malcolm Jenkins of the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's intercepted by Jenkins.
And you're listening to the Eagles Live Podcast with Dave Spinell.
Malcolm Jenkins takes it in for a touchdown, and the Eagles take the lead.
Well, what a play. What a play.
Head coach Doug Peterson is excited to get it rolling at Lincoln Financial Field and to get the Eagles back in the win column. We go one-on-one in our exclusive weekly interview with head coach Doug Peterson. Doug, Carson Wentz comes back home here. Is it different for a football player, a quarterback, to play at home versus on the road? How are the differences?
Well, the differences are it's our fans, it's our stadium, it's our locker room, and it's our crowd noise. And I thought in the first two games, really, from an offensive standpoint, we've handled the crowd noise extremely well. I believe we only had one false start the other day in Kansas City, which is an extremely loud place and hard to hear. So our guys have done a great job there. Carson's done a great job leading the football team. It's going to be great to get back home.
Does it worry you that he's taken some hits in the first two games?
Well, for the longevity, it can be a little bit of a concern. We've got to stay out of some third and long situations. We had a 7, I believe, that were 10-plus and 5 that were actually 3rd and 7. So those are situations we have to stay out of. We got to do a better job on 1st and 2nd down, and we can't always be putting our quarterback in that situation. But at the same time, we know, too, that we're going to have to be there, and we're going to have to make these plays, and we're going to have to convert on 3rd down. And listen, he's a tough kid. You see the athleticism. He bailed us out a couple times with his legs this past weekend, and I don't want to take that aggressiveness away from him.
Where can the Giants be had on defense?
This is a team that obviously prides himself in being physical. We've got to be extremely sharp with our protections. Steve Pagnuolo over there, we kind of know a little bit, loves to blitz and bring some pressure at certain times. And we got to get our run game going. We've kind of shown glimpses of it in these first two games. We got to get back to the basics a little bit and be able to run the football. Really just watch the two games from last year, the one up there, the one at home, and just learn from that. But there's going to be opportunities to throw the ball as well. But we just got to have a nice tight game plan going into the game.
Doug, thanks so much.
Thank you.
In this week's Press Pass, Brian Westbrook gives his thoughts on the offense and the areas the Eagles need to improve. All right, Brian, let's talk about this team, Eagles and the offense. What are you seeing?
Well, they have to find a way to be consistent in the run game, and that means you have to run the football 20, 30 times a game. You have to be able to do that. You have to be committed to it. Right now, they haven't been committed to it, and it starts up front. If you want to win games, you want to be committed to the run, you want to force your coach to run the football, make sure you do a good job of controlling the line of scrimmage. It's reestablishing the line of scrimmage. Right now, we're getting too much push. We're not controlling the line of scrimmage as we should. That's the only way to be effective in the run game.
And then put yourself in the shoes of a coach. You're sitting up there, you're looking at the Giants defense, and you're seeing a really strong front. What's the most effective way to beat the New York Giants defense?
Well, you get them off balance. You make sure that you're not in 1st and long. You're not in 2nd and long, 3rd and long. So you have to be effective on 1st down. Make sure that you're not getting any penalties early. But you have to get 2, 3, 4 yards on 1st down. Now you're in 2nd and short. Now you're in 2nd and manageable. Now the defense has to play the run and the pass. You don't give them any advantages. These last couple of weeks, the defenses have had the advantages because at some point you're at 3rd and 6+. That's not going to work in this game. They have too much of an advantage there.
Will it be important for the Eagles to establish the go-to, quote-unquote, running back?
I don't know that they need a go-to guy. I think they have some guys that can play. You just need to make sure that each guy, when they get in there, they're running hard, they're running to the hole, they're patient, they're using their vision, and they're exploding through the hole. We haven't seen the best of our running backs yet.
How do you feel 1-1 after 2 road games?
At the end of the day, I don't think it's a bad situation. Of course, 2-0 sounds much better than 1-1. The most important thing, especially early on in the season, is you're learning from your defeats, you're learning from your victories, and you have to improve the next week. If we see the same mistakes next week against the Giants that we saw last week, then it doesn't matter what the record is. This team is not getting better. This team has to find a way to get better.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Speaking of Westbrook, he has had his hand in many of the great Eagles moments in team history, but this one is extra special. You might say it's a bit of a miracle. The year was 2003. The Eagles needed a win, and Westbrook delivered in this great moment in Eagles history.
I don't believe it! Brian Westbrook has just exploded! What a big play! That could be a game-saving play. The Eagles, with 44 seconds left, should be able to steal this one. Have a memorable win here at the Meadowlands.
It was an ugly game. Defensive-oriented, yes. Offensively inept, absolutely. But you've heard the saying, it's not over until, well, fill in the blank. That's the way it was for the Eagles against the New York Giants in 2003. Needing a victory in the worst way after a 2-3 start, the Eagles couldn't get anything going offensively against the Giants that day. Quarterback Donovan McNabb had thrown for just 64 yards. The Eagles scored just a single touchdown, trailing the Giants 10-7 with 1 minute 30 seconds left to play when Brian Westbrook, who had earlier scored on a 6-yard run, dropped back, hoping to make something happen with a big punt return. He made something happen, all right. He made history. He made Miracle of the Meadowlands, Part 2.
You wanted to get the offensive team in a situation where we had a chance. We didn't want our back to the goal line. And Jeff Fiegel's one of the best punters in the game. And I just knew all game long he had been directional kicking. And I figured it would be much of the same. John Harbaugh, our special team coach, decided we're going to pressure him just a little bit to see if he can miss it. And he did. He missed it and just gave us an opportunity. I caught the ball on the hop, and I got some of the best blocks I've ever seen. But that was one of the plays where 11 guys were doing the right thing. I just happened to be the guy with the ball.
Westbrook scored on the play and gave the Eagles a 14-10 lead. And then the Eagles defense came out and shut the Giants down cold, preserving the victory. On a day when the offense generated just 134 total net yards and 9 first downs, the special teams and the defense saved the game.
That game there, I just remember thinking, like, this is one of the worst games that we had played in as a team. And I got to be honest, I didn't think we were going to come out there with a W, but we ran a punt return that, you know, John had practiced all week. He saw a tendency with that Giants punt team that he sort of wanted to exploit. And so we got the opportunity late in the game to run it, and I got a chance to watch one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen as Brian Westbrook rushes into the end zone.
The Westbrook punt return remains one of the great moments in Eagles history, as well as one of the great calls in the legendary broadcasting career of play-by-play voice Merrill Reese.
Westbrook dangerous every time he has his hands on the football. The snap to Fiegels. He gets it away. It's a wobbler. Bounces across the 20. Westbrook takes it. Looks for running room. Up to the 25. The 30. To the 35. 40. 45. Midfield. 45. 30.
He's gone.
35. 30. Brian Westbrook.
He's gone.
He's going. He's gone. Touchdown. Brian Westbrook. 84 yards. No penalty flags. I don't believe it. Brian Westbrook has just exploded. And with 1:16 remaining, this place is in a state of shock.
A state of shock, no doubt about it. Westbrook stunned Giants Stadium that day, saved the game and the season for the Philadelphia Eagles. That will do it for this Eagles Live podcast. I'm Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro. Thanks to Brian Thomas and Richard Chu for putting this all together. And thanks to you, once again, for joining in and making this so successful. We're back on Sunday with the Instant Reaction Eagles Live podcast from Lincoln Financial Field, after the Eagles and the Giants play and open the Eagles' home schedule. Thanks so much for joining, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day, and fly, Eagles, fly.